Okay, good morning, good vach. So we're holding here in the middle of Perek, Yud over here, and he's speaking about the Chazal, what brings a person Olam Haba or Nitzchias or however you want to call it. He brought down the philosophers. He brought down the issue with learning about physical things and doing physical mitzvahs, etc. And now he brings the last half of that Chazal. You know, he brought the Chazal by Emunas Itechas, Chayis Nishus, and so on. We're holding Kuf Samach Dalet. V'omar, Av ki yesh v'yad kol ha-chochmas, ein ha-chochmas v'atzem ikka b'shara z'kiva nefesh. Av ki heim hech sheliknas v'adrega yesal yena. So even though the person himself has all of these milas, but he's not set yet. Ki etzem ha-kiyum Hashem es baruch levad. So this is the oisfer the Chazal, which says Voyamunas itecha choisin shuas and so on, and at the end the Gemara says Vafila hachi iyer shemayim oitzore in lolo. In other words, it says that all of this is tolu in yer shemayim. Why yer shemayim dafke? So he says like this. The Chazal over here are medayik Yir Shemayim Dafka. It's Yira as opposed to Ava. And Yira as opposed to Ava is the only thing that gives everything else a kiyum. And by extension, he says it means anything else that has a Dveikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's going to explain, and this is his main point about Yira. Kimi sheyesh boi Yir Shemayim Who dovak legamri boy? V'loy kena ava, afkia dibek boy isparach, vein machshiv atzmoy kila emboy mitzius, rakshu mischaber lov kvashtea vim shu mischaben zolaze. Aval hayira, vipnei shayore ma'ache, ein mach atzmoy klum, umivatel mitzius eitzel ache, vikashu umivatel mitzius eitzel Hashem Yisbaruch, nimtze shem mitzius na atzmoy, vakhe shem shem mitzvah. So he says the following, and this is the he makes this the kuda. He says in many places between Av and Yira. If we're to ask ourselves, how chashiv can you make yourself, and what can you do to yourself to make you on a madrega that you have a kiyum nitzchi and so on? The answer is nothing. There's nothing in a person that could possibly give him kiyum nitzchi. The only thing that's possible is if he is mischaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'at madveikam Hashem lakecham chayim kol chmayoyim. So just like something which is mechuba techiyus, so something that's yoynek chiyus or someplace else, they varim in a guf, only have the chiyus, no matter how strong the liver is, or how strong the lungs are, and how healthy. If they're not mechubah to the heart, they don't survive, they don't live. The same thing, Adam, his mitzius and existence and continued existence and eternal existence is all tali in the chibat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the emotional chibat HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as follows. Let's understand Ahava and let's understand Yira. Ahava starts with me in the sense that I want to do things to further my mitzias. And I find something I like and I believe in, and you know, whether I like it physically, whether I believe in it spiritually, etc. And I go and reach out and I'm mischaber to it. And that creates very strong chibur, like the chibur of, let's say, Ish and Isha. But at the end of the day, it's me making a decision. Ava starts with me, I exist. Were I not to exist, the Ava would not exist either. Be'etzem. Now, let's take a look at Yira. let's understand the year we're talking about over here is the following type of a relationship. Imagine that I don't have a job, and my uncle gave me a very harsh job in his firm. I'm very curious about how that works, but everybody seems to be happy and there's good reviews and I'm doing well and so on. I then begin to realize slowly that he's really submitting all the papers for me. He's doing it, you know, he's has somebody rewrite it. And basically at the end of the day, I begin to realize more and more that what I'm doing is really his work. Or let's take another example. Imagine I'm supposed to work together with another person. And they took me to fill in a certain lack of knowledge in the company. The company does know something about X or Y, and they hired me to fill in for that. I get to meet the other person who works in the department, and slowly but surely I realize that there's nothing I know that he doesn't know. And that's I'm command the lesser dummy. So Yira is a sense of, because I understand the other person's metzias to be so much greater than mine, my own existence falls into nothingness. I become less and less and less significant. More so, in that first example that we gave, where I realized that that's everything I'm doing is coming from that person. So the hargasha of Yira is a recognition that my atzmius is really, really the other person, that my mitzias is from the other person. That's what the hargasha of Yira is. So Yira is something which the etzem starts. Yes, my Ava starts with me, because Ava is a sense in me that I want more. Yira is a recognition of an emes. It's true that me as a yare means I'm the observer, and I see and I observe this. And I confirm that it's true. I verbalize it, articulate it. But Lemaisa, what I'm doing is I'm saying so-and-so is everything, and therefore I'm not. So in a certain sense, it starts with the other one, and it is a total hisbatlus to the other. So if I'm asked myself, which is the ultimate chibur to Ribbono Shel'olam, the answer is Yira is the ultimate chibur. And now, it also needs Ava for other reasons, but right now we're talking about the Ma'il of Yira, and Yira is therefore the ultimate Chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, going back to the mashal that the Chazal used, you have over here, so here I am. I have Tevua that I gathered, and I want to preserve the tevua. So no matter what I do, if I can keep the tevua in a box, locked in, that will preserve it somewhat, not much. Even if I were to use modern chemicals, it still would preserve it only a certain amount. There's only one thing that preserves a plant, and that is planting in the ground. The Kav Chumtin, the way Chazal understood it worked, Kav Chumtin is earth, and it is, I think it's some sort of earth that they put on it. So the hair of that Kav Chumtin is that it still is somewhat connected to the ground. It's not planting it, but because the sheirish of the peiris is the earth. So anytime I incorporate that earth into the Paris, I have what keeps it going. So all of these elements, so no matter how stupendous the Paris are, what preserves it and what gives it the chiyus and the nitzchis is the connection. It's chibur to sheirish. So if a person has all this chachma, and that's wonderful, but it doesn't stay, it doesn't make the person nitzchi unless it is mechubur to a sheirish. Now, umi sheyesh by chachma ve'im b'yer shemayim hu yisera. The shachachma is sibala hefsid. So here he adds that a person who has chachma without this yira is worse off. And the logic behind it is like this. We explained before that the yira is how much amisbatlin davik. Well, let's take a dogma from, imagine there's somebody who is much bigger cheshiva, et cetera, than me. So I'm in awe of the person, I'm batl and so on. Imagine then that I'm a psychologist and I feel that I understand the other person. I know exactly what makes him tick, what makes him go, what doesn't work. So, be'etzem, I feel master over that person, because when you understand the other person and your feelings are either I'm overwhelmed by the other person or I have a handle on him. Even if I have a huge pot that's bigger than me, but I have a handle to move it with, I'm bigger than the pot, and I can move the pot around. When a person understands Chochmas Aleikus, Torah, and his attitude is not his batlus, so then his attitude is his nasus. Yeah, the Torah meant this, the Torah wanted that, and so on and so forth. And therefore, I become the Balabas. So imagine I have a company and I'm employing this huge Einstein person who's a goyin adir in all the fields. But if I think that I understand him, then basically I control him. So even though his mind is much bigger than mine, but I know how to control him. So when a person understands Torah and understands it with that, and he's left feeling that he has a handle, if the Torah is not ma'ur, his batlus to him, then the person is adrabah. It's arrogant. It's haughty. I want to go a minute off a parenthetical remark. The real distinction between an academic approach, quote unquote, to Torah, or a Torah approach to Torah, lies in this nekuda. There is what to be gained when a person is able. When I ask a person, describe to me your Rebbe, your whatever it is, and the person just says he's indescribable. He's brighter than the sun. More life-giving than the rain, and so on and so forth, I feel very good for the person, but it doesn't help me much, not giving me much information. My person explained to me the difference between the Mahalchei Balatoises and all this. So there is what to be said when a person can talk in measure terms, quantify something, and give all information, et cetera, et cetera. There are areas where that's needed. But if there's a sense of smugness in the person, when I finish writing an academic work on Einstein, I feel I'm bigger than him because I was able to organize and say, Einstein's mind worked in this way, and that's why these areas were successful, and these areas it wasn't successful, hulu. That always, so basically, I have this huge dog on a leash, even if it's a tiger. But if I have a good leash, he's on my leash. And chachma that does not arouse awe in a person is the hefek of what you're talking about. It's a chachma that arouses an awe in a person, and a person feels that way, insignificant, and so on and so forth, is the opposite of what good academic work is called. Academic work requires that no is spotless, and therefore be'etzim in sheirish, they're not compatible. Understanding how we understand chachma, where one person in one world, chachma feeds a person's sense of self, and the other area, chachma feeds a person's sense of selfless, of his batlos, means in sheresh, in nafshis, it's irreconcilable. A person whose neshama is a chayker is never ever going to become bottled to the Torah, and like the Rambam says, that is a beryak tana vafela. The second half of the Rambam's, the first half of the Rambam's Ava, where he looks around and he sees how wonderful Ma'is Hashem is, that you could be Mekayim with that mentality. The second half, Mi Anochi, beryak tana shvela nafela, impossible to be Mekayim with that mindset. And vice versa, if your mindset is beryak tana shvela, you can't be Mekayim the other half of it. If a person can be makir and say things about it and not be yirei elokim, then he is and he's not bottle. The doves and vurkav comes to the chachamim. Vadas noisen ki mishesh bechachma yoshemayim esh lahefesh en Hashem yisbar. He automatically puts a wall to himself in Kodesh Baruch Hu. Acher sheroyel is the dveikus boy, shadveikus im kerech ha-chochma. Avlim ein boy chochma, v'hoylech acha yitzroy. Hinei hu nifrad min Hashem yizbarach, kashe ish le richuk ba'atzmoy min Hashem yizbarach. Avl zeh sheroyel mitzad ha-chochma sheyeh lo yikir Hashem yizbarach, v'usor mitay, does a vareyse rabbi lachazeh. So a person who's not, it doesn't do pe'ulais, that would naturally give a person Yerushalayim, okay, you know, but a person who's learning Torah, which should evoke in the person that sense of his batlas that we're talking about, and it doesn't evoke that sense of his batlas, that person is worse. You're standing in the palace, you know it, and you still are asserting your own self in it. Okay, so that's the description of that Chazal, and then he goes to the next Chazal. This is, by the way, the Derech of the Maral, as we've seen. Maral, anytime he takes a sugya, will go through all the Chazal and explain all the Chazal. Whether or not it's exactly the point I make, it makes no difference. If Chazal saw this one sugya, he sees it. But, and that's why I think the Maral's, the essence of what is the Maral's primary tachlis, it is Pirush Hagodas Chazal. That's his atzmius. V'amoyit Shem Amrav Kahanim Yeshesh Berchachmer Yerushalayim L'mau Doime L'gizba Shnim Sabiyar Mafteches Apnimis and Sabiyar Mafteches Achitzonius. Biyoze Ki Mishem Yerushalayim Rei Nifrad V'Nivah Shem Yisparach V'Ach Shem Nifrad V'Nivah Mitoy Ma Madregal Yoyne Pnimis Yikne Shachach Mi Yikne Al Yod Madregal Yoyne Pnimis. He says, if the pshat was that chachma is be'etzim what we want, and this is going back to the thread of thought that he started with, where people felt that chachma in itself gives you the maila that of beyond. So if that was true, so Yerushalayim is a toisefes maila. It's wonderful. The person is as chachma also, but not such a Yerushalayim. This person has chachma and he's also Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim would be seen as an added plus. The way he explains it is the etzem maila of a person lies in his becoming dovah kadosh baruch hu. When a person is dovah kadosh baruch hu, his mitzias becomes a branch of Ein Sof. In other words, the tree might be huge, and I might be a very small branch, but since I'm still on the tree, so whatever I have in me, all the nutrients and all the life force that I have in me comes from this tree. If this tree produces great apples, my little branch will produce great apples. So even though the mush, if you have a very, very frail or weak and skinny tree, so it's going to produce very shvach apples. If you have a very, very strong and big tree, so even the thin branches will produce those big apples, because this thin branch is be'etzem a chelik of that big tree. So since Yerushalayim is the atzmius of what we're talking about, so there's no way to get into it bechlau. It's not a shtickel madrega. This person is on a shtickel madrega because he knows a lot, but he's missing another shtickel madrega. The madrega is to be badlak adish baruch hu. So if there's no Yerushalayim, there's nothing to talk about over here. And b'meila, it's not negia. Okay. Macher is Rabbi Yanai. Then chaval al the less lebesa v'tar lebesa of it. Woe unto a person that he has no house, but he has a gate with the house. Pirish. Ki Yerushalayim ois lebayis at Hashem Yisbarach. A bias is always a description of a chibur, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that a bias is nischaba. A bias is a place where two beings become one. It encloses two beings in one. So the bias with which the bias is the chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yerushalayim is that chibur. Now, and let's understand also, I want to take off a second and speak about how Av and Yer work together. Because Beit HaMikdash as a makom chibur is always referred to in terms of Av. Toichei Rotzuf Av.
Looks like my father's computer froze, right?
What? I'm sorry. What happened then?
Abba, you froze for a few seconds. We didn't hear the whole nekuda.
Okay. I want to try to explain a little bit the relationship between Ava and Yira. Ava is something which is the initial approach. Why does a person get married? Because he found the other person to be full of whatever milas that he would like to share his or her life with the other person. But what makes marriage or family is, like it says in Gemara, Eini Shemesa L'Bayla and Bal Mesa Ishtoi, when death becomes unbearable because I feel I have no more mitzias without the other person, that let's be a little gross. You ask a person, are you happy? Yes, my husband is wonderful. What would happen if she passes or he passes away? Get somebody else. There are many other good people out. We would feel there's something missing. The answer we would expect is, I don't know how I could go on. I once heard from Dave Schwartz, he once said, it says in the Gemara, that I forgot who it was when people a little bit by marriage, somebody used to sing Vaila Hai de Mosna, woe unto him that he's gonna die. So what was it doing at a wedding? He said the only time when it's true Ava is if the thought of death becomes unbearable. So even though Ava is what draws a person to Avodas Hashem, the description of Avodas Hashem that's a real mitzias is Yira, where you bottle and you don't feel your mitzias without it. So therefore, the bias is like Yira. So this is a little bit of a different mashal. It's a mashal where chachma is meant to be a pathway to lead you on, and if it's not leading you on, it's not doing anything for you. So they were mevayed that chachma is just a hechsha, and it's not the nitzris itself. So mitzias nitzchi is Yerushalayim. Chachma leads a person to it, exactly what Ram describes it. Ram describes that the person it looks around at the chachma, he's overwhelmed by the chachma, and that gives him the yira. That's exactly what he's describing over here. So if chachma serves as a stepping stone for a person's anava and his batlos, better more than of his batlos, then we're able to then we find that the kud of chiba. Amitzis netziv yashemayim kechsev yos Hashem yetzora shadir yashemayim hudavik bo yisparach. V'zeh amitas das ha-teir v'tzach bo yisar. So, lafuke all the philosophers and so on, chachma in itself, within itself, does not give a person nitzvias. Chachma in itself, there's no reason why you should give mitzvahs to a person. The argument they use that you become part of a higher thought is nonsense. I mean, it doesn't mean anything. Even in terms of the world of Torah and mitzvahs in itself is not what makes you into an eternal person. It's the Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's give one more knach to it. When you do mitzvahs, every mitzvah has A, what it accomplishes, because Baruch Hu wanted to make me a better person. I'm long shayfa, I'm putting on tefillin, I'm wearing tzitzis. The reason why Baruch Hu wanted to be a better person, not because I could ever become so fantastic that I would just become an eternal person, saratzmi. It allows a chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if I am a mitzvah person. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chelik of the mitzvah that makes him connected is that Shakid Shonu b'mitzvaysov v'tzivonu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekadosh me with mitzvahs v'tzivonu and was mitzvah me. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah me, I become a chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the tzivui. That becomes my chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where the side of Nitzchis lies. Okay, any questions? Any points? I wanted to check one more thing. Somebody last week had asked me to, when I wrote about, I said something about, your meisim become your eternal legacy and so on and so forth. Person asked me, I said, it's tefira. I said, but is it not true? The mitzvah I say that doing this world becomes eternal. So yes, that is, of course it is a truth. But that's that. If a person stops at that and says, when we talk about nitzchias, we mean that your maisim tovim stay on, that, and that's all it means, and there will not be a physical coming back again and being a goof, that's a picursus. You know, it's one thing when you want to add that as another dimension, which is certainly true, and it's another thing when you want to replace it and say, I just wanted to correct it for the record. The Yeshua Berman asked me, and I wanted to correct it. Yes, any points?
Benjamin, you wanted to ask?
Benjamin, you want to ask, sir?
How does this understanding of Yira fit with the classical understanding that we always understood that yira is like a fear, sort of like shrinking away, like a pulling away, and now it's more like an espatlas.
The real shrinking away, when I see somebody coming at me with a big stick, I shrink, but I run away. I don't feel bottle of that person. I'm afraid the other person is going to battle me, but I don't feel that it's a battle. But when I'm with somebody who overwhelms me, emotionally, I begin to shrink and disappear. I mean, I have nothing to say. I mean, you know, I'm selling peanuts, and this person is huge. So the inner sense of his battles is that year. The year of somebody coming with a stick is, it's an outer sense. It's an outside thing coming to cause me to lose my metzias. So that's fear. But when I lose my metzias bepnimius, that's the ultimate year.
So for example, this that I'm losing my metzias would push me not to do aveiros, which is what year is supposed to do. More than a ham.
Because most of it start with a sense of wanting to, I don't know the word, improve myself, add to myself. It's because there's a sense of self. The first Aveira was Visim Kilakim. It was an ego. The shortage of most Aveiras lies in wanting to add to my Metzias. And therefore, if I realize my Metzias is Batla Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's better a basis for doing what's right, no matter what. If my only Metzias lies in Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Ispatus, in Asiyas Vetzoynai, and not my Ratzon, then Bemela, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Okay, good. A good Vach, Kol Tov. Bye.